I'm going to share a few scriptures here, and the title of my teaching is Stress Relief. Relief from stress, from God's Word. So I wanted to start off here in John chapter 3. And if you're a football fan, you've heard this, you've seen this verse before. John 3, and we're going to start in verse 16. So anyway, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So that's pretty wonderful, right? Everlasting life. Anybody bummed they have that? Verse 17, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that he... but that the world through him might be saved." So, I just thought of what a great thing. God didn't send his Son to, that word condemn, to condemn us, but to like, not to punish us or judge us or call in question us. He didn't send his Son to do that. But he sent his Son to deliver us from all of these not so good stuff. In verse 18, it says, "He that believeth on him is not condemned." So I believe each one of us in this room believes on him. So we're not condemned. God doesn't condemn us. He builds us up. He always wants greatness for us. He wants the best for us. So that is a little bit of something that can relieve your stress in your life. You know, we're not condemned, and God loves us. He wants to take care of us. He sent his Son for us. If you turned to 1 Chronicles, chapter 16. First Chronicles 16, and we'll start in verse 11. This is something we can do to relieve pain and anguish and stress in your life. "Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face," how many times?
Continually.
Continually. Now, that word "seek" is a great word because it means like tread or frequent. And I thought about, like, when you jump in the water, you're not treading water, what are you doing?
You're sinking.
So, you know, when we seek God, we're, you know, it's just a reminder to constantly seek him, to constantly tread so that you're not sinking. So seek him. And then in verse 12, it says another great thing to do when we start thinking not so great thoughts is to remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. So when we go to the Word, there are so many wonderful things that we can read about that God has done. We're going to read a few of them, but you can go anywhere in this Bible and see a great, wonderful thing that God has done, and he wants us to remember that. The only bad part is that we have to do the remembering. So, we got to do our best to go to his Word every day and just remember his wonderfulness. In Deuteronomy chapter 31.
Which chapter?
Chapter 31, Deuteronomy. First Deuteronomy.
Oh, thank you.
Chapter 31 and verse 8. It says, "And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed." So that word forsake, you know what that means? Forsake. He's not going to leave us destitute. And then that dismayed means we don't have to be beat down, or we're not broken down. We don't have to be like that. And then as an added extra special thing, not only does God go before us, but in Tessa's manifestations, he said he's behind us too. So he's with us all the time. He's in us too. So that's a pretty remarkable. Psalm 34. Psalm 34, verse 4. It says, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Right?
Yep.
So, when we're afraid in life, and we get worked up about being afraid or get anxious, what does it say the Lord does when we seek him? He delivers us. He takes care of it. Verse 5. Where is it? Verse 5, yeah. They looked unto him and were lightened? Yeah. And their faces were not ashamed. Their faces were not disappointed. That lightened means they were radiant because they were looking towards God. And then it says here in verse 6, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. Now, it doesn't mean he was poor money-wise, but he was poor because he was depressed. He was downtrodden. People were trying to kill him, and that's not a good thing. If people are trying to kill you, you probably are not happy. But when you look to God, then he takes care of you, and you're saved out of all your troubles. And that's what we got to constantly do. There's this great verse in Isaiah that I'm pretty sure everybody knows. We probably don't even have to turn there, but what the heck? I'm going the wrong way. Isaiah 26. And in verse 3, it says, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is what?
Stayed
on thee, because he trusteth in thee. So it's another thing we got to do, is we got to keep our mind on God. And as we do that, we'll keep benefiting from that perfect peace. Was that peace? Peace pied? What's it?
Squared,
that's it, yeah. Peace squared. So that's available to us. And then that word stayed is to take hold of and bear up, establish. So again, we're the ones that got to do it. No one can do it for us. So that's why it's important to keep going to his word and getting it as much in there as we can. Back to Psalm. Psalm 73. Verses 25. It says, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. And that's where we got to keep getting to that point where there's nothing else that we desire except for God. My flesh and my heart faileth. You know, the flesh is the flesh. It's going to fail. It's going to be corrupt at times, and it's just going to keep failing us. But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. And that word strength is like a cliff, like a boulder. It's not movable. God's strength is always there for us, and he's always taking care of us. And then strength of my heart and my portion forever. That's our inheritance, is God. His strength and his love and his goodness for us forever. And if you swing back to just 20... Where is it? No, not same chapter. verse 23. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. And that's a great mind picture to have, that God is always with us. He's always holding us. And we have a greater mind picture because he's in us. But he's always there to take care of us. Where are we going next? Ooh. Lamentations. Where is Lamentations anyway?
After Psalm.
I knew where it was this morning and yesterday when I went over it. Lamentations 3. Everybody there? Verse 22. We've all heard this before. It is of... I still hear rustling. I'm going to wait. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Got it? Verse 22. Even if you're not there, you can
listen.
You can hear it. You can listen. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. So that's a great stress reliever there. We're not consumed because God's mercy. He's always with us. He's always taking care of us. And he always wants the best for us. And then they don't run out. Watch. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. So, the Lord is our portion. That he's our allotment. He's our inheritance. And that's what we have. And it's better than any life insurance plan or... what do they call those? IRAs? Or God's our allotment. If you go to Matthew chapter 6, this is my all-time favorite section. Matthew 6. And we'll start in verse 25. It says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. And that take no thought means to not be anxious about your life. What you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Are we better than that?
Yep.
Yes.
Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? By taking thought, again, that's the worry or being anxious. Can anyone here add something to their stature?
No.
Nope. And lift shoes don't count. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, of ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or whitherall shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. He knows we need it, and he knows how to get it to us. Mm-hmm. And then here's one of the keys, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. So God's exhortation to us is to seek him first, because he's the one that's got all the answers. And he's the one that can deliver us the things that we need. And Connie's manifestation says he'll do anything for us according to his will. Well, that's wide open. You know, there's so many wonderful things in his word that are available to us. chapter 12. Luke 12. Luke 12, verse 6. Hey, this is another example of how important we are. Verse 6, are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings? I don't know, are they? Not anymore. But not one of them is forgotten before God. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. So God esteems us greater than all these other things that he created too that are there for us, birds and all these wonderful animals. But he esteems us greater. And it's very hard to number the hairs of your head. So God's done that. He's even taken that little tidbit and did it. In Philippians chapter 4, you guys know this one, 4:19. Says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And 20, now unto God and our Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. So God supplies all our need according to his riches. And I always like to say, not according to our riches, because we'd be not good. You know? What does it say? Our Father owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And a lot more than that. So he's going to supply for us. In Psalm 57, verse 1 only. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until thy calamities, these calamities, be overpassed. So when we're dealing with calamities, where do we find comfort and help? In God, in the shadow of his wings. Then there's that little picture that's been going around of this mama bird and all the little birds in her wings. And that's what God does for us, except his wings are more stronger than a bird's wings. So we find refuge in him. Isaiah 41. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Isaiah 41, verse 10, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Remember that mind picture of God holding us in his hand, protecting us. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they shall... They that strive with thee shall perish. They'll just wander away. All these things that cause you strife and anguish, when we stick with God, he'll just get them away. And then verse 12, thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. And that's what God does for his people. For the Lord thy God will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. And that's what our God does for us. We got to stick by him. And lastly here, we're going to go one more in verse in Psalm 63. Psalm 63. Verse 3 says, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. And that's what we do. His loving kindness is better than life itself. And that's why we praise him. And I wanted to read this little thing here. Gotta find it. Okay. If anybody can guess who quoted this, you win something. But as it was, my soul through grace, having learned to deal with God about everything, I was sustained by casting all my care upon him and looking to him for help and expecting help from him. Though everything looked dark in every way, and thus it came that all the difficulties were overcome one after another.
George Mueller.
George Mueller.
Got it. Pretty neat, huh?
Who was it?
Well, George Mueller. All because he, you know, kept going to God, looking to God. So that's where what we're able to do too. Every day. Okay?